This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie Dean and special guest co-host Simon Dunn joining us right through till 6:30. Later in the show, Dean, I'm going to be counting down my top 10 Eurovision, Australia Decides Eurovision songs. I keep saying the top 10, but there is only 10.
There is only 10, but still, Robbie's going to give you his top 10.
I'm going to rank them.
It's still the top 10 regardless.
But something that I'd like to put out to the group, because I am going to the Australia Decides, the Eurovision Australia Decides competition on the Gold Coast this weekend, and I am going as a part of the Joy Eurovision team. So I will be media accredited for the first time in my life at an event like this.
On your own.
By myself.
I can't wait for that podcast.
With me and a bunch of celebrities. And you know how tongue-tied I get around, you know, people that I respect and love. And there's quite a few of my people that I quite fangirl over that I'll probably get the chance to interview on the weekend. Yep. Now, as gentlemen who have both been, you know, exposed to media in your life, have you got any tips for me?
Elbow people out of the way and make sure you get the interview. No, I'm just banging.
Sorry, Ange Bishop.
Could you imagine?
Ange Bishop and Dickie Wilkins, they're the two.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Look, I think those kind of situations where everyone's trying to get information from people, trying to grab it, everyone's trying to get the soundbite, you win. I've never quite understood the analogy of you get more flies with honey because flies don't like honey, but just being polite and kind will actually go a long way. Patiently waiting, not pushing your way through, and when that's something that they notice, they will actually come to you and engage with you as well. Okay. Do you disagree?
Well, I completely agree, but I'm coming from a different point of view. I've never done it as part of the media.
Yeah.
I've always been on the other side of the spectrum, and I remember I used to just drink, and I could not recommend against that more than anything
yeah,
in the
absolutely
world.
Absolutely not the thing to do.
I used to be super nervous, and I'd just drink too much, and then I'd say something that either regretted or sounded.
Yeah. Well, that's why the beauty of editing. Like, at least it's not going to be live. But to remember, you got to remember as well, Robbie, is there's multiple opportunities for you to make content, whether it's interviewing other fans of Eurovision, which, like, when we think about, and that doesn't just mean Tequila Schmockingbird, but, you know, there's any information you can get from the artists about what they think and how proud they are, anything you can get from there. But then there's also the fans as well. Like, it's never just about, the story's never just about the person standing on stage. There's so much more to it, whether it's the other performers or other dancers. And if it excites you or it just moves you or it's something that you think's interesting, go and get it.
You got this.
Someone told me during the week, and I like this advice, is someone said to me, just be really authentic and heartfelt. If you come across, you'll cry. I could cry. If you come across a performer that you particularly really like, tell them that. Tell them that you really love their song. People really sort of warm to that.
You don't need to pretend to be anything or be anyone. Mm. We're a community radio station at the end of the day, and the best you can be is you.
You've got to remember these people have been interviewed many times.
Yeah.
They're going to call you out on your BS. If you're full of shit, they're going to call you out on it.
Yeah.
You know what to say, they know what to say, and all you've got to do is have a nice chat with them.
Mm.
But I'm more excited for all of the content that Robbie's going to get, so I can't wait to listen to the Australia Decides podcast of Robbie's entire experience, of Robbie being nervous, Robbie
just
being excited.
Trembling away as you're on the microphone.
Yeah, exactly. Robbie crying when he hears Casey Donovan's song live for the first time. These are the moments that I'm most excited for. So we'll absolutely be playing some clips of that next week.
Right.
But more importantly, whatever Robbie will come up with, we will put together an awesome,
great
awesome show.
We'll do a little mashup of all the
behind the scenes.
Every time Robbie cried or couldn't get out the words joy.
It'd be quite long. It'd be most of the show, I would imagine. But I am also attending a couple of the events, so maybe I'll try and smuggle my microphone into the actual live shows and try and get some speak to some of the Eurovision hardcore fans.
Absolutely.
As well.
The more content, the better. Of course, this weekend is when Australia decides which of the top 10 songs are going to, which one of them is going to be representing Australia at Eurovision this year. Not only do we have Robbie going to Eurovision, but we're going to be having a special Eurovision broadcast here on Joy as well.
Absolutely. That's coming up after 5:30.
Yeah, let's find out who's Robbie's top tips are.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie Dean and Simon Dunn. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. Special guest co-host Simon Dunn, and also joining us in the studio is Joy Eurovision's own Liam. Thanks for joining us, Liam.
Oh, I mean, I was here anyway.
I mean, you were. Good time, good place, and also...
Well, I told you not to leave until you were in this segment.
I believe it is part of your contractual agreements here at Joy that any time Eurovision is mentioned that you need to be either brought up or a part of the discussion.
It's less of a contractual obligation and more of, like, my spider senses were tingling and I had to, like, force my way into the conversation.
I mean, I guess that means we're talking about Eurovision, yeah?
We absolutely are. Australia Decides is coming up this weekend on the Gold Coast. If you don't know what that is, have you been living under a rock? Or maybe you're just not me or Liam. We are now...
Simon, you don't know what it is, do you?
What, Eurovision?
No, well, Eurovision Australia Decides.
Of course I do. Yeah,
you know,
yes.
I
didn't know what midsummer was, let alone...
No, it's very exciting. It is our second year of having a national selection process to decide, instead of the record label, just deciding we will actually be voting as a public to decide who is going to be going to Eurovision this year. 10 songs have been put forward, as they were last year. And I've got to say, I don't dislike any of them. Liam, what do you think about the field in general this year?
I think it's not quite as diverse as what we had last year, but it's still a really solid group of songs. Mm. There's only one I dislike, but I don't think it's a bad song. It's just not my style.
Yeah. There's a couple of sort of Triple J, sort of indie sort of songs.
There's two Triple J Unearthed winners in there.
Yeah, which is great. That gives a bit of a different edge.
I guess this is what I like about having 10 different artists to choose from. They have the time and space to create their work, and that can mean a whole lot of different things. What are some of the requirements for them when it comes to creating work?
Basically the only requirement is that it can't have been heard before September 1st last year. It has to be no more than 3 minutes long, and you can only have 6 people on stage, so there can't be more than 6 people.
So that's why Vanessa Amorosi can get away with doing one of the songs from her album.
Yes.
Since she released in November, yeah.
Ah-ha-ha!
In saying that, though, Vanessa Amorosi has sort of reworked that song to a Eurovision version of that song.
Because, you can do anything, but it doesn't mean it'll necessarily go well when it's in the competition.
Mm. It was also, I think, 15 seconds too long.
Yeah, it was a little
bit. So they had
long.
To trim it, and then she like belted it a little bit more at the end.
Yeah, she gave the chorus a little bit more than it had.
What I think is really interesting, we've got these 10 songs, and you may have heard them all. Robbie's actually going to be taking us through the 10 songs shortly, but then it can be a whole different level when they're being performed live. We also don't know what performance elements the acts are going to be doing, and this is their opportunity, isn't it, Liam, for them to actually show us the kind of show and spectacle they want to put on stage in Eurovision.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how much is them and how much is the TV station, because the lips are tied on that sort of discussion, but it's going to be interesting to see how they've put them together and whether they are ready for Eurovision like they attempted to do last year.
Like, when's Eurovision actually happen?
Oh, they've got until May.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah. Although they have to have most of the thing together by mid-March.
Yeah, but if you actually get decided upon, it's professionals. Yeah, like, they can sort it out within a week.
Yeah, it's super interesting to see too. Like Kate Miller-Heike, who won for us last year, generally they will take sort of what we will see on Saturday will be perhaps a distilled version of what they really want to do when they've got the full Eurovision budget behind them.
And also more time with one artist. I mean, you can really hone in on what you're going to do on that one performance when you don't have 9 other people to work with
as well. That's true. Well, shall we dive into Robbie's top 10 picks in the order that he thinks they will end up? Are we ready to rank them, Robbie?
Is this the order you think they'll end up, or your preferences?
This is the tricky thing, right? When you're trying to put together a list like this, are you basing it off what are your favourites? So what I've decided is these are the ones that I would most like to see go.
Okay, cool.
I just love indecisive Robbie because he's so passionate about this that he doesn't want to offend anyone.
Oh, but the thing is, you can have a song that you love, but also know that it's completely chanceless.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you love most of those, don't you, Leah?
Yeah, that's why I work for Estonia.
And look, I will absolutely acknowledge that some of the songs I have ranked based on personal like preference as opposed to what I think would actually have the best chance of winning.
Okay.
But it all plays a factor, right?
Are you ready, Simon?
I was born ready for this. This is definitely my forte.
All right, excellent. Let's get started. So number 10. Now, it is an interesting... It tells a lot about the field that the first two songs that I'm going to play you, my number 10 and my number 9, are both songs that I actually really quite like. I think they're really solid songs. They're good fun to listen to. They just don't make me feel anything. They just don't make me love anybody. The first one is Jordan Ravi, who's a one of the people who may be lesser known to a bit of to most of the sort of Australian community, might be a bit over the first time that people have seen him.
The busker from Darwin.
Yeah, he young guy, 19, I believe. Mm. This is his song, Pushing Stars.
Everybody walks and everybody talks the same.
I'm going to be honest, I can't hear anything of what you just said. I think it might be a bit loud. Okay, so you think that's not going to do well?
Yeah, absolutely. It shows what the field is like. This is what the top 10 are like. It is a great song. It's a beautiful pop song.
It doesn't scream Eurovision, though.
Yeah, it just there's doesn't. Also, it just doesn't resonate.
There's no campery about it. There's no fun.
Oh, but there could be.
A 19-year-old boy from Darwin. Oh, campery and fun.
Eurovision. Okay. Well, there you go.
What do you think about that one, Liam?
It's a solid pop radio song.
Oh,
I mean,
you don't like it either.
Oh no, wait, I think it's a good radio song. But I mean, it was written by George Shepard and Tanya Doko, and you can tell it was written by them. Mm. They make good radio pop, and that is a radio pop song.
There you go. Okay.
Moving right along, this is my number 9. I really wanted to love this one more. This is Diana Rivas. Diana Rivas. What's her song called, Liam?
Oh, Can We Make Heaven?
Can We Make Heaven? Thank you. Yeah, I really love her vocals. I love everything else that she's done, but she just, just doesn't connect with me. Everything between us,
the demons that this feels more Eurovision.
I love it.
This feels much more Eurovision to me.
Oh, I like this song.
Yeah.
It's a big Shadi Power ballad. Yeah, I'm in.
It has a lot of staging potential as well.
It's not as good as I expected it to be from Diana Rivas, but I like it.
That's what I think. I think she hasn't quite hit what I've seen Diana do before.
Mm.
So, yeah, just doesn't quite stir anything up for me.
But it's a good addition to the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming in at eighth place. I believe Jaguar Jones, she's one of the ones that you're referring to, was an unearthed winner of Triple J.
I think she won last year, 2019.
Yeah, and excellent, excellent vibe. Again, really enjoy this song. It just doesn't really resonate with me. This is the going down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So this one is one that is a little different to the others.
It would do well in the late 90s. You know what I mean?
Super Triple J.
And I kind of love it a lot, though. But yeah, Eurovision. But that could be a dark horse scenario. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've had zombie S&M type scenario characteristics happen, and maybe that's the energy that we could bring in a completely different way. Because I like it.
It's got a fun set. The chorus doesn't go anywhere for me. It's got a really fun sort of build, and then the chorus just flatlines.
Sounds more movie soundtrack to me.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
They're both so harsh.
Coming up next is a song that I know that you love a lot, Liam, and rounding out my bottom five is Iota with this track. Everyone's hands in the air, birds and the bees and the very different to anything else.
This is my number 10 on the list.
Yeah, I'm going to second you with that one.
I like him, but I hate this song.
I'm hearing all the songs for the first time right now. Absolutely not.
I like this. It sort of has a... I don't know what the feel is. It reminds me of something. I can't really put my finger on it, but...
Driving in a car on a summer day.
Sure.
For like 7 hours.
Yeah.
You're a kid, you're vomiting, you're over it.
I'm very here with it.
I don't often like songs when I first hear them, and this song, when I first heard it, I went, oh, okay, that's cute. I don't want it to win, but...
I just personally have expectations for Eurovision, as I mentioned.
I think you might not have seen the last 5 winners. There is not much campery going on.
There's
there.
Still
campery. Oh, wait, Netta is.
I was about to say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, 1944, that's not camp at all.
No, absolutely not.
I'll be back very shortly with the top 5 songs.
Have we had number 6?
Oh, no.
We haven't had number 6.
My apologies.
What's number 6?
Do we need to get the abacus out? Have you lost track of
can
your...
Can I just ask, have we heard Montaigne?
No.
Okay. Well, we haven't heard that yet, so it's not in Robbie's last top 5, which means where do we think it'll be? Marcello's messaged in saying that's his favourite. or right. their, sorry, I don't okay. know their gender identity. Excellent. That's their favourite. And so that's their top. So I wonder where that's going to land solid on pick. Robbie's list.
Certainly my top five for sure.
What's the bottom five song that we're missing?
So the number six song, a song that I really love, but he's a little bit different to the rest. This is Tajiri with Four Stuff.
Sad boy piano ballad.
Yeah, really beautiful song. Very Beatles-esque.
It's classic Tajiri.
Very John Lennon. It's a gorgeous song.
The Pride of Wollongong.
I've been hearing a lot of people that it's stirring up a lot of emotions for people. It doesn't quite hit me that hard.
I can, I can definitely cry.
It's a beautiful song.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's very nice, but yeah.
It's just him with a piano for like the first half of the song.
I'd break up my boyfriend just to cry to this.
All right, well, that's Robbie's number 6 to number 10 of the 10 Eurovision Australia Decides song options. Coming up, we're going to find out who his top five are. Which one do you think is going to win this weekend? Let us know on 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie, Dean, Simon and Liam.
You're on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie, Dean, Simon Dunn and Liam Clark. We have been counting down my top 10 tracks for what I believe should win Australia Decides for Eurovision Australia Decides on the Gold Coast this weekend, the song that we should be sending to Eurovision. We've just counted down my bottom five.
Yes, your bottom five. And someone messaged in saying number 7 reminded them of the Beatles for some reason.
Yeah, Tajiri, very Beatle, very John Lennon. A very beautiful song. If you have a chance, sit down, have a listen to it. It's invoking a lot of emotion,
songs.
People. They're all very good.
But only one can win.
Also, I got something wrong there. I said he was the pride of Wollongong, but I did what I always did. I got Warrnambool confused with Wollongong. He's the pride of Warrnambool.
Close.
So, number 5 on your list, Robbie.
In top 5 position. So, starting at number 5, somebody that we're all aware of, Jack Vigeon, who's back on the scene, which is great. Who does this sound like to you?
Guy Sebastian.
Interesting. A little bit.
Because of the warble.
A lot of comparisons being drawn between this and Sam Smith.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But I recently met him, so I'm going to play Sweden on this one and just sit on the fence.
Oh, okay.
Met them?
No.
Jack. Oh.
I think this song's okay.
I think this... I didn't like it at first when I first heard it. I think Jack Vigeon is a little bit of a divisive character. I think you either like him or you don't like him.
Sounded lovely.
Yeah, I think once I gave it a chance and had a listen to it, the vocal's actually really great.
Oh, he's going to sing the crap out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is what you want from Eurovision, let's be honest. You want to sing it hard.
He's the kind of person who performs with his hands as much as with his voice. And I like a bit of like a... Over the top flourish.
I was about to say Italian or liturgical dance. That could go multiple ways.
And no stranger to a televised competition either. Moving right along, at fourth place we have This Beauty by Mitch Tambo.
This is my favourite. I want it to win.
This is beautiful. And it's in
Camilla Ray.
Partially, so it's a bilingual song. It's...
Oh, I like this.
It's awesome First Nation representation for us. Hopefully that'll garner a lot of support.
I like this one.
Mm-hmm. I think it's great. Mm. I love everything about it.
And again, I think they're going to stage the hell out of it. And Mitch Tambo came up through Australia's Got Talent.
Yeah.
So again,
and if you see any of his performances from that, he's
electric. Knows how to perform.
Yeah, also he's very handsome.
Now the truth comes out.
Yeah,
I really love it.
It's a rich tapestry.
Getting straight into the top three. This was a very difficult decision. I love all these three equally. I'd be happy to see
I could take a wild guess what your number one is.
Yeah, I was like,
before you even knew the song, the minute you knew the artist.
You had the shirts printed on ready to go.
So who are the three artists we've got left?
So we've got Vanessa Amorosi.
Mm-hmm.
We have Casey Donovan. And we have Montaigne, who is an artist that I wasn't aware of before this, but it goes to show the power of the song, because I'm not backing that as a fanboy. Well, I'm backing it as a song.
It was Marcello's favourite. They messaged him to say so. So where is that on the list?
In third.
Oh, okay.
No. Sorry, I was saying in third we have Vanessa Amorosi.
Really?
This is Lessons of Love. We're talking about this before. Very solid song.
Performed it live at Circuit on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And her experience would help her a lot.
You know who I reckon's really excited to see her in the national final? Absolutely everybody.
I would love that too,
can we do that instead?
Her sound has matured into a really fantastic way, and
Her new album is sensational.
It's wonderful, yeah.
Really very good.
We interviewed her. Please listen to the Enjoy podcast. Yeah. It's really fantastic. This is great. This is your third.
That's my third. Well, that's how tight this top three is.
It's also the third favourite of the bookmakers.
Of Australia or overall?
For Australia.
Okay. Oh. Well, maybe they need to focus on making books instead of just making assumptions.
Okay, number two.
Come on, I couldn't pass that up.
Number two, and the song that I actually think we would have the best chance with. I'm pretty sure if we sent this, we would. This is probably the song that would rank the highest at Eurovision. It's Fontaine with Don't Break Me.
Then why is it not your number one?
Again, you can have a favourite song and think another song's better.
Okay, this is very Eurovision.
I love this as well. It's very Triple J does Eurovision.
Yeah. But it's also iconically sort of Aussie pop. Yeah.
I like that you can hear her Australian accent in it.
Yes. Yeah. And it's beautiful and it's, you know, and it's at that level for pretty much the whole song, which is great for Eurovision.
And it's good enough, like that punchy rhythm to make it that you can't stop paying attention to it.
Okay.
And I know she's going to be wearing something stupid on the in the performance.
Oh, look, these are the things I live for.
Yeah, she said
something
it was
Pokemon inspired.
She said it was inspired by the Pokemon Mr. Mime.
Okay. I like
just
that
give
a
it
lot.
To her now. Yeah, send her over just for that. Yeah,
look, I think she's probably got a very good chance of taking
she's
it.
She's currently the favourite with the bookmakers.
Yeah, right. And I think she's probably going to do the great. The reason that I've put the first place first
that's
place.
Like a news that would shock no regular listeners to this show.
No, in first place, I have put Casey Donovan. This is Proud. It is a beautiful orchestral ballad that just builds and builds and builds and builds throughout the whole song.
It's a 90s Disney power ballad.
Someone said that. It's musical theatre, it's Disney. That's why I love it.
Are you on her PR team by any chance?
I'd love to.
Because you've talked about her for the last 2 hours.
No, he's just the leader of the fan club.
I also got t-shirts made for Australia Design with Casey printed on them.
Is this true?
It's beautiful. I think Montaigne has the edge because it's just a bit more
current and unique.
Yeah,
well,
I guess so.
It can all change this weekend with the live performances.
This is the beautiful emotional ballad. This is what it connects with.
For me, it's got to be Mitch Tambo or Montaigne.
Yeah.
But I also love Casey Donovan.
But it's a close race. It's going to come down to staging. I really believe that, it's going to mostly come down
but
to staging.
But the song can end up being and sounding completely different when it's in live performance, so I guess we're just going to have to wait and see.
Stay tuned. Shelley Decides Eurovision is coming up this weekend. I'm going to be there representing Joy Eurovision and Joy plenty of stuff. Coming out of that, you'll be able to hear on Saturday's Joy Eurovision with Liam and Markle.
Yes, I did an interview with Mons Dernmiller earlier today, and you'll be able to hear that. And
all I know is I can't pronounce that name.
Yeah, like Selma Lowe.
Well, thank you for joining us. Can't wait to find out if Liam is right or if Robbie's right or if they're both wrong. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie Dean and guest co-host Simon Dunn. I know we were just talking about your top tips for who was going to win Australia Decides for represent Australia for Eurovision this year, and you said Casey Donovan. Liam has stuck around because his name is Liam Clark and he has something to say.
What a way to throw to him. I better turn his microphone on. Liam, you had the exciting opportunity for an interview this afternoon, didn't you?
Yes, with Mons Zelmilev, who won Eurovision in 2015 and hosted in 2016. He is one of the jurors who will be helping select the Australian entry, and he'll be performing a brand new single with our very own Dami M on Saturday night.
Did you ask him if I could slip him a bribe to get Casey a few more votes?
I did not. It just ran out of time.
Oh, right.
I was very close. But I did get to ask him what he was looking for in an Australian Eurovision entry.
But I did have an unusual dream when I was 9.
That is the wrong button.
You've been there since we entered. You were there the very first year we were in. What are you looking for in this, our sixth Australian Eurovision entry?
A great song, obviously, but you always seem to send really good songs, and like you always seem to get the Swedish 12 points, and Sweden always seems to get the Australian 12 points. So I think we have the same taste, but I think what makes Australia stand out is also that like in your domestic show in Australia Decides, you do the actual performances as you want them to be in Eurovision. which we do in Sweden as well. So you have to stand out quite a bit in the national finals in order to get there. So that's probably why the level is so high on what you send.
So he's looking for a good performance that is ready to go for Eurovision.
Yeah, right. It sounds like staging is quite important.
Mm, it has to be the full show ready to go with minor adjustments, I think.
Which is something I think we're going to really see take play this year. Is staging is going to be huge because of how close the field is.
And we also have so many mid-tempo songs. You can't just do a park and bark with a mid-tempo. You've got to do something on stage.
No, unless you're Casey Donovan. That song is a park and bark every day.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're going to find out this weekend at Australia Decides who will be representing Eurovision. Robbie's going to be there trying to get what interviews he can, and we'll find out more about that this weekend and talk about it next week.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.